With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump said the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship that tried to get around its naval blockade near the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday.
It's the first such interception since the blockade of Iranian ports began last week. The president said a U.S. Navy-guided missile destroyer in the Gulf of Oman stopped them right in their tracks by blowing a hole in the engine room, and that U.S. Marines were seeing what's on board the vessel. The news threw into question Mr. Trump's early announcement that U.S. negotiators would head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. Iran did not confirm it would attend. John Scott reporting.
At a news conference, Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Christopher Borderland says a domestic dispute led to a gunman shooting some of his own descendants.
What we can tell you is this is a domestic disturbance here in the 300 block of West 79th Street. This is a very large scene with multiple deceased children present. And so we're going to ask for your patience in us getting information out. We will release the name of the suspect that is deceased when we have made the proper notifications. We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Some House Republicans stood up to President Trump in a vote to renew a controversial surveillance program without any changes.
Members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus demanded better protections for Americans whose communications could get swept up in warrantless surveillance by U.S. spy agencies. But President Trump demanded Republican unity in supporting the law's renewal without revisions. A middle-of-the-night attempt by House Speaker Johnson to push the bill through failed. In the end, the House approved a temporary two-week extension of FISA, which was supported by the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Illinois is the place to go for an abortion.
According to research by the Alan Guttmacher Institute, of the roughly 150,000 women who traveled across state lines to get an abortion last year, 23% went to Illinois, which is more than any other state in the union. Democratic Governor Jay Pritzker is a vigorous promoter of abortion and, with the help of the legislature, has done all he can to make Illinois an abortion destination. This new report indicates that the governor is succeeding. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has fired four Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. The terminations came just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Attorney General Todd Blanche says no department should conduct selective prosecution based on beliefs. This is SRN News. Tax refunds are higher this year due to President Trump's tax policies, particularly the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which has led to increased deductions and credits. Democrats keep attacking President Trump's Big One Beautiful Bill Act of 2025 as a tax cut for the rich. But the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says data show that the average family gained roughly $2,000 on their lower tax bill for this year. Economist Steve Moore believes President Trump's economic policies are going to help Republicans in the midterm elections.
I think people will be a lot happier when they're paying $3 a gallon, not $4.50 a gallon for gasoline. And that will happen by the midsummer. So, yeah, there will be some tailwinds for the Republicans. But it's tough.
Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity tells the Salem Radio Network that the average family gained roughly $2,000. More details at SRNnews.com.